Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life, a show where people learn how to go from where they are to where they'd like to be in any area of life. If you're looking for a new job, wanting to improve your relationships, or even reclaim your health, Polyskaya will share with you a simple formula that can take you on a journey to begin to live into your best life in all areas of life. Now sit back and begin your journey.
Hi there, I'm Polyskaya. Welcome to Live Into Your Best Life. This is episode 3. Crazy. In episode 1, we talked about the 4-step process to getting from where you are to where you want to be. In episode 2, we talked about manifesting your true intentions. So paying attention to what you really want, noticing the signs, and feeling how things make you feel. So your RAS system kicks in. If some of these words aren't making any sense to you, or you're thinking to yourself, ooh, I haven't listened to that episode yet, go back, give them a listen, because each episode does build on each other. Each episode is its own standalone message. So you'll get something of them out of them individually. And if you go step by step, it's a journey, building each week on small changes to make into your life, if you choose, to help you get where you'd like to be. Today, we're going to focus on how to love and respect yourself. Just pause for a moment and think about, how do you talk to yourself? We all have mind thoughts. We all talk to ourselves. In fact, most of us say, "Ah, that was stupid," or "Why did I do that? Ugh, I should have known from the past. What were you thinking?" We tend to beat ourselves up. I like to ask people when I'm coaching them, would you say that to your best friend? Would you say that to one of your kids? Would you treat someone else the way you treat yourself? Often people don't even realize that. And yet, a lot of our thoughts are automatic. In fact, many of our thoughts and some of the words that we say to ourselves are repeats from day after day and year after year. And then we wonder why we're where we are. Our bodies are made up of a lot of water. I don't know if it's 75% or it's a significant amount of our bodies are made up of water. There was a study years ago that was done where you hold a glass of water and you have happy thoughts and you talk to that glass of water as if you're nurturing it. I know it sounds silly, and I'll add a link in the show notes to the source of this, but there was a molecular change in the water when people talked kindly, when people thought kind thoughts to that glass of water. There was also a molecular change when people did the adverse and they really scolded the water and told it how stupid it was and how ugly it was and how dirty it was, and those thoughts and that energy of negativity changed the structure of the same water. So if you're beating yourself up with your thoughts and your words, you're changing your molecular structure to start to notice and validate all that you've done wrong and the way that you are lacking. Is that what you really want? Most people don't. Most people want to feel like they matter. They want to feel like they deserve to have happy relationships, a great job, all the fun that they'd like. People want to be respected, to feel loved. And it needs to start by respecting ourselves first, by loving ourselves and taking care of ourselves first. No one else can do it for you. You may feel like somebody's respectful towards you, or when someone gives you a compliment, You may be thinking to yourself, yeah, they give everybody those compliments, though. That diminishes the value that person is giving you. What if you talk to yourself the way other people compliment you and show you that they care and show you that they love you? What if you took a little time to fill yourself up? There's a picture that I saw on social media the other day where there was a saucer on the bottom, and then there were a couple of other saucers on top. And it was the demonstration that each cup being filled up, there's nothing left for that bottom cup. If you flip it over and you're on the top and you fill that cup and you allow it to overflow into all the other cups, you fill yourself up. You have more to give to others. Think about that for a moment. When you take time to care for yourself, to love yourself, to go for the walk, to say no when you're really feeling in your gut you don't want to do something, fill yourself up first. Because then you have more to give to others. You want to love your family. You want to show your friends love and caring. You want to do a great job at work. But if you're depleted, how can you? If you're feeling depleted, everybody else is going to start feeling stressed out too. Because they're, instead of feeling loved, because you're doing this out of the kindness of your heart and the goodness for them, instead you're feeling stressed. Because you're spread so thin, they're going to feel that. That's likely the opposite of what you want. So, as you're going through your day, I ask you to just notice, how are you talking to yourself? What are some of those minds, the mind words that you're hearing? Are they words you'd say to your friends? Are they words that you would say to someone you care about, you respect? If not, stop. Imagine that you're listening to a recording and just hit stop. And then ask yourself, where's this thought coming from? Likely that thought is coming from a past experience or someone else. Usually those thoughts aren't something that we just conjured ourselves. We may be even comparing ourselves to a previous situation we saw someone else go through. Because that's part of your experience as well, is noticing how others are treated in certain circumstances. It all leads to how we treat ourselves. Because if we see something in someone else that's like us, then we start to connect dots and imagine that could happen to me. So now what do I need to do? And then you hold yourself back. Instead, ask yourself, where'd this come from? Maybe it was something that someone randomly said that you heard that wasn't even related to you, but your unconscious mind took it in and created a story, and that story has had you stuck in this way of thinking. But we usually don't know where it came from. It doesn't actually really matter either. What you can do is just say, stop. I no longer want to think that way. I no longer want to feel that way. I want to change this. I want to start talking to myself the way I talk to my kids, giving them courage or encouragement, giving them support, helping them feel supported, and stepping back. And allowing growth to happen. Noticing how you're treating yourself and getting real with yourself. Is that what you want? Is that how you'd like to be feeling? Is that what you'd like to be saying to yourself and thinking about yourself? If not, now is the chance to change it. And if you choose not to in this moment, that's okay. There's no way you can unhear these ideas. So in the future, perhaps you'll hit stop and you'll make a change. Because when the time is right for you, it is perfect. And no one else gets to tell you when that time is. I'm just giving you little ideas, little concepts, little tricks and tips so that you can use them the way that's perfect for you. I'm going to give you an exercise. I want you to imagine yourself 7 days from now, in just 1 week. I want you to imagine how it would feel, how you would look and feel, how you would be acting and talking if every time you had a thought that made you feel icky about yourself, if you paused and you transformed that thought into something that would make you feel good. It doesn't even have to be a major significant thought. It could be something little. What were you thinking? Notice and then shift that to be in the moment. I was thinking this, and in the moment, it made sense. And now I've learned something and I can change. I can do it differently next time. Accept that we do things in the moment using the information we have to do our best each moment. And then allow yourself to just feel how that little shift makes you feel. If you're filling someone else up with wonderful compliments and congratulations and loving thoughts and feelings and actions, how are you doing that for yourself also? So every day noticing, how could you be more loving and respectful towards yourself? How can you use some of the tactics that you use to help fill others up, fill yourself up? And imagine where you could be in just 7 days by taking that action each day, just noticing and shifting. And in 7 days, allow yourself to reflect back and just see a little bit of that positive forward movement. And once we can notice and observe and become aware that these small actions are having an improvement and creating that ripple effect, it's going to make you want to do more. Oh, I'm just excited. Please share with me any ideas, any thoughts that come to mind. I'll put links where you can join my groups and share how things are going for you. So, your homework, just notice when you're not loving and respecting yourself as much as you would others. And then consider, how could you improve this? Change it, shift it, even just slightly, so that you can feel the love and respect you're giving to others towards yourself as well. And notice what you notice in the next 7 days. Until next time, I'm Polly Skaya, helping you live into your best life. Take care and enjoy the ripple effect.
Thank you for listening to Polly Skaya, your show host for Live Into Your Best Life. Check out the show notes and visit her at pollyskaya.com to learn more and continue your journey. Until next week, enjoy the adventure.